10 new COVID-19 cases have been found in Sydney, where officials are ramping up restrictions and warning that more positive cases are coming in the next few days. World Watch's Max Toll has more.
10 new cases, almost doubling what's been called the Bondi cluster to 21. Thankfully, though, for New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian, all but two of the 10 were already in isolation.
One family managed to contract the entire disease, a parent and four children. So just to demonstrate to you how contagious this is. So we anticipate in coming days that those in isolation with a household contact are likely to develop the disease given how contagious it is.
But there is still concern. One of the new cases is a child in the eastern suburbs. Their primary school will have to be shut down and cleaned. Gladys Berejiklian also announcing the extension of Sydney's mandatory mask rules for another week and to all of Greater Sydney. Masks have to be worn in any indoor venues and on public transport. What is worrying, she says, is how easily this Delta variant of the virus seems to be spreading.
We did expect, given how absolutely contagious the virus is, we did expect that household contacts that are already in isolation were likely to get the virus because, unfortunately, a number of people who've contracted the virus have done so in a very fleeting way, literally being within less than a metre within somebody but sharing the same airspace without any physical contact has still meant the virus has managed to transfer.
She's referring to the virus having spread at Bondi Junction. Anyone who visited the shopping centre last week or even its car park should be on high alert. An infectious diseases expert, Lara Herrero, says even the briefest contact can cause transmission.
My understanding is that they were fairly close. It was just a passing moment, which means that the virus itself would have had to be lingering in the air for enough time for the secondary person to take an unfortunate breath in.